on the previous occasion. The desert calls, but it is not easy to analyze its attraction and its charm. Perhaps the most wonderful part of desert life is the desert night. You have walked the whole day on blistered feet, because even walking was less painful than riding on a camel. You have kept up with the caravan with eyes half shut. You follow mechanically the rhythm of the camel's steps. Your throat is parched, and there is no well in sight. The men are no more in the humor to sing. Their faces are drawn with exhaustion, and with eyes bloodshot, they keep a vague, hopeless look on the ever-faint line between the blue of the sky and the dull yellow of the sand. The sheepskin water vessels dangle limply on either side of the camels. We do not talk very much in the desert. The desert breeds silence, and when we are in trouble, we avoid one another's eyes. There is no need for speech. Everybody knows what is happening, and everybody bears it with fortitude and dignity, for to grumble is to throw blame on the Almighty, a thing that no Bedouin will do. To the Bedouin, this is the life that was intended for him. It is the route that God decreed him to take. Maybe it leads to the death that the Almighty has chosen for him. Therefore, he must accept it. No man can run away from that which God has decreed.